This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Humanitarian Consequences of Nuclear Weapons presented at International Conference on Disarmament. Citing a resolution of the Council of Delegates of the International Red Cross and the Red Crescent Movement, a joint statement against the use of nuclear weapons under any circumstances was delivered to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty Preparatory Committee meeting about the, quote, incalculable human suffering associated with any use of nuclear weapons, end quote. The statement was not endorsed by the original five nuclear-armed states, which are the United States, China, France, the Russian Federation, and the United Kingdom. These five states are also the permanent members of the United Nations Security Council. More surprisingly, Japan, the only nation to have experienced the use of nuclear weapons in war, did not sign. The two-week meeting was held in Geneva and is the second in a series of three meetings held in preparation for the 2015 review conference of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The treaty undergoes a formal review process every 5 years. The joint statement was delivered by South Africa on behalf of 74 countries. It describes the indiscriminate consequences of the use of nuclear weapons and says, quote, past experience from the use and testing of nuclear weapons has amply demonstrated the unacceptable harm caused by the immense, uncontrollable, destructive capability and indiscriminate nature of these weapons. The effects of a nuclear weapons detonation are not constrained by national borders. It is therefore an issue of deep concern to all. Beyond the immediate death and destruction caused by a detonation, socioeconomic development will be impeded, the environment will be destroyed, and future generations will be robbed of their health, food, water, and other vital resources, end quote. The countries make reference to the recent conference on the humanitarian impact of nuclear weapons held in Oslo, which provided a fact-based discussion on the consequences of the use of nuclear weapons. One key message from the experts and international organizations is, quote, no state or international body could address the immediate humanitarian emergency caused by a nuclear weapon detonation or provide adequate assistance to victims, end quote. Mexico will host a follow-up conference. The statement also describes our collective responsibility to future generations. The nations say, quote, this is an issue that affects not only governments, but each and every citizen of our interconnected world. By raising awareness about the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of nuclear weapons, civil society has a crucial role to play, side by side with governments, as we fulfill our responsibilities. We owe it to future generations to work together to rid our world of the threat posed by nuclear weapons, end quote. To learn more, please visit Reaching Critical Will, a project of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, at reachingcriticalwill.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. To sign up to receive the weekly CCNS News Update, please go to nuclearactive.org.